Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by the librarian here at the Stuart Public Library, Lisa Sherman. We're going to be talking about the big summer reading program, Library Rocks. It's a fun theme, and she'll tell us all about it. So, Lisa, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, James.
So first of all, just kind of tell us in general what the theme's about this year.
This year's theme is Library Rocks, and we're going to base ours a little bit more on music, not necessarily rocks.
I'm sure that that theme will come up in all the different programs that the library has going on. So, Lisa, why don't you tell us what programs you have coming up in June?
Number one, we have sign up for the summer reading program. That will be Friday, June 1st, and Saturday, June 2nd. So it's during normal library hours. And then following that, the very next week, we are going to start in with our reading programs. And I got to tell you, James, I've done something. I've had to change the date of our reading program. It was going to be Tuesdays, and I was so excited about that. But due to staff changes, we are going to have it on Mondays.
Very important bit of information to note. So if you heard otherwise, make sure you check with Lisa at the library and get that sign up. Lisa, what other events throughout the month are you going to be having for students and their parents?
We're going to be really busy. We're bringing back our Lego Club, and it will meet every Friday at 3 o'clock. We're going to start that the first week in June, and I tell you what, this has a close place in my heart for fun, and so I am going to see that continue for the summer, every month. And then we will have special programs, and that's for ages 0 to 99. We will have Jester Puppets on June 6th. We will have Tim Reed. He's an author from Ames, and he's going to be talking about monsters, kind of my personal favorite. And that will be June 11th. On June 14th, we've got the Hansen Family Jugglers and Unicyclists. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to stay off a bike. not going to do it. June 19th through the 21st, the Iowa History Bus Museum will be coming to the library. Now, it is a 40-foot bus, and it is a museum about Iowa history. And we're going to have it parked out here. We've already worked it out with Chief Reha, and he says, you bet, bring it in. And so it will be open during library hours. And I'm pretty excited about that, especially because on Thursday, we will be having a Iowa trivia night on the 21st. So that is exciting. And then someone that I found this year is Darren Crow. He is a storyteller, and he will be our special program for June 25th. And he is absolutely wonderful. So I promise. And then Ader County Extension will be working with them again, and that is a program on June 28th. And the important thing about the Ader County Extension is they require a separate registration than what the Stuart Library does. So make sure you come in, get that information, and get it sent off to the Ader County Extension. Or if you need it emailed, let me know also.
Yeah, we've also run a story on all the different programs for Ader County Extension on Raccoon Valley Radio. So if you saw it there, you saw the link to the program catalog. You can get the information there as well on raccoonvalleyradio.com. Now, Lisa, just a couple more details on the program itself. Kids can earn a free book for a certain number of hours, and you're hoping kids will read more than that. What are, I don't want to say requirements, but maybe some guidelines that the kids that participate should follow?
What we're suggesting is that kids read 400 minutes for the month of June. It's basically about 15 minutes a day. And once you get started, oh my gosh, how do you even stop? So I do want to tell you, though, to get that new book, you're going to mark your time log with a minimum of 10 hours. And, you know, that's pretty simple. So you turn in the time log to the library and, hey, you're going to rock a new book. These are great books. And I got to tell you, all of these books came through a fundraiser that Bob Cook did for the library. And we have been so fortunate to have community support. And donors came in from all over the country. it's an incredible, incredible, heartwarming encouragement for us here at the library.
Yeah, and we were grateful to be able to provide a service to that. We had Bob Cook last fall on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program to talk about that fundraiser and get the word out. So we're happy that it was a success. Lisa, anything else about the reading programs or anything at the Stuart Public Library?
Sure, yes. I just wanted to make sure that we get the word out that our reading program will be on Mondays at 10 o'clock, and that begins on June 4th. Remember, Mondays at 10.
A very helpful reminder indeed from our Stuart librarian, Lisa Sherman. Once again, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. As always, if you have any questions, stop by the library, sit in those comfortable chairs, read a good book. I know there's going to be some new ones coming in as a result of the fabulous Stuart Public Library used book sale. I grabbed a few books myself to help them out, so it should be a wonderful time this summer at the library. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, James.
Yeah, for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.